When Solomon built the first temple for Israel, its main columns were fashioned to represent snakes and fertility, as there was a lot of influence of other religions in ancient Israel. The snake thus represents symbolically these other religions tempting the people of Israel, who are represented symbolically by Adam and Eve, their supposed parents. Eve eats the fruit and also persuades Adam to eat the fruit. Women, represented by Eve, are forever branded as temptresses to men, represented by Adam, even to this day. I've always said Adam got what he deserved. What kind of wimp was Adam that he went along with it? We then have Adam and Eve putting on clothes to hide their nakedness, and God looking for Adam, finding him, and Adam saying he had hidden because he was naked. Then God asks, "Who told you that you were naked?" This particular area of Genesis also brings up another inconsistency in the Bible, for it portrays God as not knowing everything, when we all know he does. We find him asking, "Where are you, Adam?" as well as the previous question. God would know where Adam was, and he would also know who tempted Eve, who tempted Adam, etc. Whenever you have the hand of man doing the writing, you will always find error and inconsistency. The whole story of Adam and Eve is the symbolic story of humankind leaving paradise, the other side, and coming down to incarnate on the negative plane of earth. Evil does not exist on the other side, or paradise. So Adam and Eve were banished to the earth to till the fields for their food and to bear their children in pain. This is pure symbolism at its finest, and does teach that the earth plane is negative and full of temptation and evil. Think of this. How do you learn unless you go to a negative plane where evil and temptation exist to test the mettle of your soul? You can't learn about evil in a perfect environment, but as evil is part of knowledge, you must learn about it so that you know what good is. To learn about evil does not make you evil. It just gives you the knowledge to avoid becoming evil. Thus, the concept of original sin was born in the symbolism of Adam and Eve eating the fruit of the tree that God told them not to eat. We can thereby deduce that if the story about original sin is symbolic, then so is the concept. Original sin is just symbolic of the fact that although God is perfect, his or her creations are not, and are always in the state of being tempted on this plane we call earth. We then have three of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, relate how Christ was taken into the wilderness. John is silent on this incident. According to the Gospels that relate it, Jesus was taken by the Holy Spirit to the wilderness after the heavens opened and a voice said, "You are my beloved Son, with you I am pleased." They go on to relate how Christ fasted for 40 days and nights, and how the adversary, edited in as Satan, tempted Jesus by promising him riches and fame. Mark is very short on this, while both Matthew and Luke go into dialogues between Jesus and the adversary. Francine disagrees with their account because she says he went to the desert after about a year in public life. He went alone as he wanted to contemplate and be free to hear God's voice. He knew what lay ahead and wanted to steel himself against it. Francine says that no devil as such came and tempted him, but he did do battle with his own conscience. He knew with his charisma he could have been an august ruler by hobnobbing with the Sanhedrin and politicians and giving in to the mores of that day. He would have had wealth and the power to go with it. This was a time of quiet meditation and retrospection in which he communicated with his Father in heaven in preparation for what he had to do. While Matthew and Luke relate conversations with the adversary, Francine says that these conversations were made up to reflect the ever-increasing belief of the early church in an entity called the devil. Francine says it may make for a good story, but simply isn't true. And after 30, not 40 days in which he only at times fasted and at other times ate some food and had drink, he came out to rejoin his family.